Mick Guerin's going to join us from across the ditch.
He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
A lot of love coming in for Mick Guerin this morning because he continually tips us winners. He did last week, and we've got a number of our listeners salivating, waiting for his his mail to come through today. Remember there was one day, Mick, and he joins us now as I welcome you, Mick. Remember the day you gave six best bets? You were talking with Matt Stewart, Michael Felgate and myself. I got a bit cocky. I added my three best bets. All of a sudden, I had this nine-legged all up. And guess what? They all won. So that was from about 12 months ago. Thank you for that. And all of our listeners are saying thank you very much for last week. And before we get stuck into a bit of a chat about harness and thoroughbred racing, you might want to go ahead with some of the tips that you might have because people are hanging on it, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dan. It's a funny one. We've actually got some good horses, like some Group 1 horses, surprisingly returning in the galloping front in New Zealand this week. Didn't see this coming at all. There's a race at Ruakaka, which is the furthest track north in New Zealand. It's actually north of Melbourne. I know that sounds weird when Australia seems to be far more north of New Zealand, but Ruakaka is above Melbourne. That's how high up it is in New Zealand. And tomorrow, and it's not my apologies, Saturday, Dan, Imperatriz, who's a really good Group 1 horse who may well come to the Empire Roads at Flemington in October because she's won the first leg of one of the bonus races. So she would get $1 million bonus if she won that. She's in there against Entre Vieira, who we know well, a horse who, of course, is Group 1 placed in Australia. So really, really big push from the stable, Dan, for Imperatriz. And Opie Boston, who I spoke to last night, said, what do we tell people? He said, I think it'll just win. And he's the regular rider for both Imperatriz and Entre Vieira. But he's not on Entre Vieira this week because she got 63 kilos. She's opened up 2.2, but she's into even money. I think she's a pretty good bet. I think she might go around $1.60 because Opie pings all the algorithms and he'll just absolutely light up the Christmas tree there. So for what it's worth, and if I'm having a pill on Saturday, and ironically, I won't be there. I'll be at Flemington because I'm coming across tomorrow to go see a horse of mine race on Saturday at Flemington. So I think Imperatriz is the bet I might have early doors at the even money because when Opie tips in these situations, Dad, more often than not, he's right. He's an outstanding tipster because he rides all the Tiakau horses and track work, Dan, so he gets to compare them to each other.
Imperatriz is the $6 favourite pre-noms for the Empire Rose, so she's been well found, at least in the markets there, but Imperatriz is the horse to back. So if there's anything else in New Zealand, let us know, but you did mention you're coming over to Melbourne to plunge something on Saturday. Tell us about that.
I'm going to shoot on a horse called He's Our Bonnevale. He's quite a nice horse. He won fresh up at Caulfield. We bought him from England from the Tat Sale last year. And then with Darren Thomas and Mark Pilkington, the boys from Seymour Bloodstock, and some other owners who I haven't met yet. So I'm looking forward to meeting him on Saturday. Really like him. He fitted the profile for what we were looking for. He's by Sayuni. He's with Trent and Natalie Busselton, who are friends of mine, and really thrilled to have a nice horse with them. I think he's a mile or two, a 2,000-metre horse, and he's up against a pretty good horse this week. So I'm not saying he's just going to turn up and win, but I wanted to see him. I've got another couple of horses up there I want to see. I just think he's going to turn up, Dan. I reckon he'll get to his open grade, and I reckon he'll be able to knock around in a Group 3 race somewhere. I'm not saying he'll win it. I'm not trying to be a dick because the hard race is to win. But with the English horses, I spent a bit of time up there now, and I like the ones who have won on the all-weather tracks or have won in better company but haven't been those Derby and Group 1 horses. Often I think those 4th or 5th or 6th in St. Ledgers and Derbies and those type of races, sometimes they can be a little bit one-paced. This horse has quite a bit of acceleration. And I love Sayuni. I think he's a wonderful stallion. He might be one of the best stallions to ever come out of France. So we're going to share on him. We'll be at Flemington. Hopefully, Dan, we'll get on the plane. We'll learn something from the experience. If the horse goes a good race and gets home in one piece, I'll be more than happy. So, yeah, not about going over there to try and pretend we're going to win because He is up against a pretty good horse, and I think it's the sixth on the card at Flemington. It's nice of the VRC to put it on nice and late hand, because, as you know, I'm not an early morning person.
You're not the only one. I tell you what, you might have had to have been an early morning person. Trying to think how many times you would have made a flight to come to Australia over the years, and I reckon it's got to be into the hundreds.
Mate, be well over 150. I've been coming to Australia since David Moss. My first trip to Australia was 1991 when Christopher Barnes won the Miracle Mile, and probably half my business, Dan, is based over there. So I've been going to Australia backwards and forwards probably 30 years. About 4 years ago, I went 9 weekends in a row. I bought the same plane, 9 weekends in a row to Melbourne or Sydney, same time of the day. You have breakfast and you get to the stage where the people in the corridor know you by your name and they just bring you a cup of coffee. So, but Dan, I love it. We realise Australia is the epicentre of racing in this part of the world, and I'm really lucky to have the opportunity to work in both areas. On a more serious note, Dan, I know you're about to go to the 10 o'clock news. Very sad and worrying time in New Zealand racing at the moment. Taiki Yanagita, who is a young Japanese-born jockey who's been riding in New Zealand, had a very bad fall yesterday at Cambridge on the synthetic track. Now, Taiki is in Waikato Hospital in intensive care. He has brain and spinal injuries, and his mother is being flown out by NZTR to New Zealand tomorrow. She arrives tomorrow from Japan. She doesn't speak any English, so it's a difficult situation for her. Now, I'm not sure if any people listening to this have a religious bone in their body, but if you do, if you've got a God somewhere, pray to him for Taiki, who everybody calls Tiger. It doesn't sound good, Dan.
No.
And I fear the worst news over the weekend. So we're hoping for a miracle, but the New Zealand racing industry, while the game goes on, we realise that, is in a deep sense of shock because, it was a very, very bad fall yesterday. Things are quite grim there at Waikato Hospital. So for all of us, I'm trying to work today and I'm trying to do my radio shows and I'm trying to write stories for the Herald and other places, but it's very hard to get out of our minds. There's a lot of texting and people ringing each other in scenes of sort of disbelief because it's a very small community, the New Zealand racing community. And I know you've had some jockeys get hurt in Australia recently. Often not everybody can know all those people because there's so many jockeys in Australia and you definitely feel for them, but you may not know them. In New Zealand, the jockeys are in very big Dan and everybody knows everybody. So a lot of people are really hurting today and are hoping for good news. I don't think the doctors are confident that will be coming. So we are praying for a miracle, if we're that way inclined, for Taiki Yanagita, who's in intensive care at Waikato Hospital today, Dan.
Yeah, share those thoughts. It's awful to hear that, and it's hard to not go on without thinking about that and offering some sort of prayer, whether you're religious or not. But some divine intervention sounds like it's needed there. Just before we say goodbye, I just wanted your thought on the Cossack, the jumper that's here for the Grand National on Sunday.
Very, very good horse. Very good horse. Now, the key, Dan, is the heavier it gets its sound down, the better. So if it gets really heavy, like bog heavy, then maybe he can beat Saunter Boy. I don't know enough about the remainder of the field apart from the favourite, but if it gets dirty heavy, that'll suit him. There's always a little bit of a thought process with the New Zealand Hurdlers that they can be outpaced on the flat. He is actually a pretty good flat horse. And you want to heat or lead up with the Jericho last year. So the Cossack's a good horse. I'm looking forward to getting to Sandown on Sunday to see him as well. But the more rain, the better for him in the next couple of days.
All right. Well, thanks for that update. Fingers crossed and more for Tiger. And good tipping again. You've got a massive family here supporting your tips. They're hanging on your every word. So Imperatriz is the way to go.
We'll try and be actually having a split bet tonight at Alexander Park and the fifth on the card. I'm split betting Emma Frost and Elder Baron Keeper. They're each at $2.5. I'm happy to split bet them at $2.50 to get some play money for the weekend because he might need some of that. By the way, Elder Baron Keeper is a horse who is being set for the Victorian Trotting Oaks and also the Breeders' Crown over there. So a lot of New Zealand horses looking to come your way, Dan. But, yeah, we'll get through the weekend, both positively and more importantly, on the more important note of Taiki Yanagita and try and make sure things go well there. I've been watching some of our friends at Flemington on Saturday. We'll try and look forward to that with a smile on our face.
And I might be one of those. Thanks, Mick.
See you, Dan.